Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for starting your day with me this morning. Every morning on this program, our focus is positive self-discovery. The power of positive purpose is the realization that if we have goals in life and become one with the purpose for achieving the goal, we will achieve the goal and better. Our self-discovery is the understanding of the truth of self, which is an awakening to the great idea of self. The great idea of self unfolding as the beautiful, as intelligence, as positive creativity. You see, my friends, we discover our real self only when we allow ourselves to not talk to God, but to talk with God. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, Science of Mind, pointed out that our challenge is to move from the faith in God to the faith of God, to speak our word as love would speak its word, as health would speak its word, as intelligence, as positive creativity would speak its word, as the power of positive purpose would speak its word. You see, the conscious realization that we are never alone, that which made us out of itself, is always right where we are. We are, as Khalil Gibran pointed out, in the middle of it. We're never alone. The infinite presence is our constant companion. It is in us as us, and it causes us to become towers of strength among the whole world when we know this truth of ourselves and allow ourselves the freedom of this knowing. Someone asked the other day, how can I find more peace? Well, the awakening to discovering peace within yourself as yourself is the understanding that we will never be at peace until our whole being responds to the thought of our oneness with infinite mind, infinite love. This power that made us out of itself is constantly revealing itself to anyone who cares to pay attention to it. We reveal to ourselves the nature of the truth of self, the reality of what we are in truth. On this pathway of discovery that we are all involved in, we, if we are teachable, allow ourselves to learn that there are laws. We call them spiritual or physical laws. These are laws that govern and control all life, and we are not an exception. We learn to do what? We learn to use the law by cooperating with the law. This is true of the law of physics and the law of metaphysics, because it is one law applied at different levels. By cooperating with the law of mind, we discover that the more we know, the more we know there's more to know, and we evolve in a healthy, happy, powerful way into a beautiful forever. Paying attention to the now we're in, we find ourselves cooperating with the law by giving our best to what is in front of us. With the discovery of the law of mind, people do what? They come to realize that there is only one source of all law, only one limitless power, one mind, God, infinite life, and that we are, every single one of us, one with it. We are part of all there is. This realization that there is one intelligence behind all manifestations brings the greater realization that all power and authority are where? They are right where you are, ready, willing, and able to be used by who? You. According to what? Your identification with this power, with the source. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, had a radio program on CBS and NBC for years and years. He opened it every day by saying, there is a power for good in this universe right where you are, and you can use it. The title of his program was The Power for Good. Now, if you're going to pray in a positive way, there is a point where we silently contemplate our oneness with the infinite, understanding that the entire universe is ready to back up our next idea. Therefore, we should pay attention to our next idea, the consciousness of the next idea. This is allowing ourselves to realize right now we are an offspring of the infinite. In the silence of my understanding, I realize I am an offspring of the infinite, and so are you, and so is everyone. Every birth, my dear friends, is an immaculate conception. Every child that's born is an individualization of God, discovering more about itself in a way it's never discovered it before, because God never made two of anything. Therefore, everything in creation is important. So, how does this free us? It frees us to realize that we are an indestructible being created by the mind of God, perfect as God intended us to be. Right now, today, my friends, this morning, begin your day in a positive way, in a loving way, in a healthy-minded way. Allow yourself today to acknowledge the one and only power that is right where you are, because it is everything you are. Acknowledge the one and only power, and in this knowledge go forth today without fear, without doubt, knowing that anything and everything you're looking for is looking for you, and there's nothing in the way of you discovering each other. And know this is good enough to be true today, and as you demonstrate good and greater good today, let me know about it. Let me know if your change of mind produces a change of experience, because I know it will. It does for everyone who does it, so give it a try. And if it does, let me know about it. You see, you do not stand alone in this thing called life. You are not separated from infinite mind. Never, ever are you separated from God. If you need guidance, if you need wisdom, go within yourself and know, as Dr. Ernest Holmes said, what's right for you, do it. What's wrong, don't. And you have sense enough to know what that is. That your guidance and wisdom come from within yourself and from your conscious union with infinite life. Now, you're one with infinite life, whether you know it or not. The conscious union is when you become consciously aware of your oneness and act as if it's so. At that point, you begin to realize that you are filled with a sense of inner security and stability that you've never known before, and you realize that in the moment you are in, you are born into a new life, knowing that God is your constant companion. As it says, I and my Father are one. I am one with the universe. I am one with God. I am one. I am. I. Contemplate that. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 87 of the Science of Mind textbook, no limit can be placed upon the spirit of man. It merges with the universal spirit, for the two are really one. And his evolution is the unfolding of this everlasting mind or spirit through his thought. In Romans 13:11, it affirms, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. We do need to wake up. You see, the problem most people is they are asleep until you tell them they're asleep, and then they wake up and say, no, I'm not. Or even the people who think they're asleep are usually asleep dreaming they are awake. Your inner conviction is an awakening process. Your inner conviction will wake you up to a greater idea of you, and then the challenge is to stay awake. Stay awake to the realization of the law of cause and effect, and understand that this law is unchangeable. It never fails. Now, your process of thought is the instrument by which you create your world, your event, As you conceive a bigger idea of you, a better idea of you, then what happens is you are automatically opening the way for the attainment of a greater experience in this thing called life. The power of positive purpose is to understand in action the truth of yourself and act like that truth acts, not just try to get to it. The pursuit of anything is the affirmation that you're not there. Stop pursuing and be what you say you want to be. Be what you say you want to do. Now, you say, well, I've got this obstacle in my way. Well, if obstacles to the goals you have in life appear, it is because you have allowed doubt to enter into the concept. It is because you allowed fear to enter into the concept. You see, we have been created out of an infinite power that gave us all the power of the universe to back up our next idea. So all we have to do is get anything and everything unlike the beautiful out of our thinking, and the idea free flows into our world unobstructed. This is necessary if we are going to change our life for the better. If we're going to do this, then it is necessary to change our thought immediately, to turn to the creativity of the spirit within and say, okay, you're free. You are now free to become me at a level I've never known before. I move from God through God to God. I allow myself to know that anything and everything that needs to happen today for the greater good that is mine by right of consciousness to happen, it now unfolds as my life without restriction, without doubt, without fear. You see, my friends, the second we turn our attention to the inner strength within us, that second we render negation ineffective. Obstacles dissolve. There is only one power, the power of good. It is right where we are. It is spiritual understanding and application of creative faith to a great desire that will bring into manifestation its fulfillment in our life. This is the power of positive purpose in action. Today, know, my friends, you are one with universal mind, and your thought, being the activity of that mind, is creative. So, what do you need to do today? If you have anything in your life that needs to change for the better, know that change has already happened and you're cooperating with it. Allow yourself to think only good in order that you may express good. Do not make anything happen because you can't make it happen. What you need to do is let go and let God. Let it happen. The law creates through the pattern of your thought. You can't make it happen. 2,000 years ago, the master teacher said, I of myself can do nothing. It's the Father within that doeth the work. The Father within you, according to the truth of your being, operates by way of law, and it does whatever it does in and as your life as you believe. In Matthew 9:29, it says, according to your faith, be it done unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Now, what is your faith? A lot of times people live at the level of fear and doubt, not understanding that fear and doubt is what? It's negative faith. It's faith that everything's going to go wrong. And if you know, how many know that if you worry about it long enough, the curtain will eventually go up? If you rehearse anything long enough, the curtain will go up. Faith is just rehearsing the negative. The challenge is start rehearsing the positive before anybody else in the world knows about it. Don't wait for anything in the world to support you. Support yourself and you'll create a world that supports you. You see, the second we turn our attention again to this inner strength, that second we render negativity ineffective. The realization of this one mind in action as you is the ability you discover to let infinite mind express itself in you. Thus, what happens? You are permitting only joy, happiness, and successful attainment to manifest in your experience, your thoughts at that moment. partake of the nature of God, and your life becomes ever fuller expression of heaven on earth right here and right now. Our challenge is to know that we always have the opportunity to experience the attitude of gratitude about the best of ourselves. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 283 of the Science of Mind textbook. Faith is a mental assertion elevated to the plane of realization. It is beyond the mere quibbling or mumbling of words, for it identifies itself with reality in such a manner that reality becomes real to the believer. The invisible becomes visible to the mind, and the unseen real.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
If you want more harmony in your life today, affirm this idea. I accept myself right now as one with the creative action of God, which is always orderly. I am of God, and God's harmony now manifest in me and in all I do and experience. Out of infinite intelligence, there now flows a love and a wisdom which resolves, heals all conflict, irritating situations, and disturbing relationships. Peace, joy, and happiness fill my life as expressions of the harmony of God. My friends, nothing can inhibit the complete and perfect flow of the truth of you as your life experience. Today, make a choice. Choose to release all tensions and all reason for it. Choose to release all fear. Choose to know that infinite intelligence is now reestablishing a full and complete experience in and as your life, as your physical body, as your relationships, as your career, as your education, as your creativity in action. Accept perfect activity which sustains and cleanses and revitalizes as you let go and let it happen. Recognize today that you have the ability to fully accept your divine heritage and accept it. You are an offspring of the infinite, right here and right now. You are one with an infinite mind and infinite love, God. And in this awareness, you realize that the God you are one with has no lack or limitation within it. Now, if you know this and know you know it, you no longer walk around disavowing your birthright. You are releasing yourself from any kind of bondage of world thinking, and you are freeing yourself from any undesirable situation or condition. You see, God has already given the eternal gift, the abundance of all good things, and with gratitude, all you have to do today is accept the experience and let it be your way. It's that simple. Don't be afraid of simplicity. And here is the simplicity. God is life. You are alive. God is what you are. The realization of this simplicity is the power that sets you free to allow yourself to go within to find your answers, not try to manipulate condition with condition. Your realization of your aliveness is the recognition of infinite life within you as you. To be really alive is to be healthy. To be really alive is to be happy and prosperous. Why? Because infinite life is not sick, it's not sad, and it's not poor. Now, the question uppermost in the mind of every individual is how to attain this positive state of livingness, this power of positive purpose and action. Now, understand, the basic obstacle are what? The basic obstacles in the way of most people are concepts of the negative emotional reactions to life instead of positive actions to life. Now, if you want to master these obstacles, all you have to do is understand that to master them, first of all, the mastering of all of these negative obstacles that I think everybody has in their life at one time or another is what? It is a positive step in the direction of maturity. It's a positive step in the direction of a good life, of being responsible for the truth of yourself. We find that the remedy to the nonsense that we may be going through is not in the outer world of form, but it is deep within our own being, as we talk about every time this program comes on the air. You see, deep within your being is an infinite answer. Deep within your being is a greater good than you've ever known before. Jesus advised 2,000 years ago, you may search low here or low there, for the kingdom it is within you. Well, if it's within you, my friends, it's within you now. As you become unified with your real self, which is your God self, your infinite life self, all of a sudden you begin to sense life in terms of love, in terms of beauty, in terms of joy, in terms of harmony. There's a wellspring of life, we are told by the great teachers. A wellspring of life at the center of our being, and from it flows wholeness and completeness. Once we find this greatness that we have within us, and everybody has it, everybody has it right where they are. It's not in some building or symbol or book or teacher or anything else. You see, the great teachers have all advised, as I share quite often, that our truth is within ourselves. That's the place to look. And again, once we find it, once we allow ourselves to become one with it, all sense of loneliness disappears. Faith takes the place of fear. And abundant horizons extend where? Into eternity. Our awareness of the indwelling presence of God enables us to live by inspiration, to live by divine intelligence. Now, this impels us to move forward as the power of positive purpose in action, and we find that we are impelled toward our goal in a positive and wonderful way. Why? Because we won the understanding of the truth of self. We have won a great reality. And we've won this because we are winners in this thing called life. We are impelled toward our goal because we become one with the purpose for achieving the goal. And how about starting by affirming, all my dreams are waiting for me to come true? How do we come true? To the relationship of our dream and the application of our life in this thing called now. All we have to do is develop our intuition, and we do this by recognizing it as the voice of spirit within us. You see, my friends, there is a knower indwelling us which enables us to realize that our good is not far off somewhere or someplace other than where we are. It is where. You see, we can forever try to seek it someplace else, but our realization is what we're looking for, we're looking with, and this thing that we're looking for is forever seeking to express through us. Our intuitive response to God is our allowing ourselves to let this endeavor guide us in the right way. To be able to affirm today, right accomplishment is mine by right of the action of conscious intelligence, the action of love, the action of beauty, the action of positive right action. Right accomplishment happens without hesitation. Health happens. Happiness happens. Abundant supply happens. My friends, my advice to you today is to allow yourself to let go of all methods of trial and error, of failure, and recognize that at the center of your being, that's where you need to pay attention, because there is where the desire is, the goal is. And remember, the desire within you is the divine impulse to produce more, do more, be more, experience more, understand more, which is the starting point. Your challenge is to turn your thought to infinite life within you and let its wisdom do its perfect work in and through any situation you have in your life today. Whatever needs to be known is made known in the right way at the right time. Whatever action needs to be taken, know today that you are guided to take in love all of the information you need to apply to your life so that it unfolds as the best for everyone concerned. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.